I call this special meeting of the Summit Hill School Board to order. If you could all please rise and join me with the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, can I have a roll call, please, Mr. Martin?
Ms. Burke?
Here.
Ms. Campbell?
Here.
Ms. Storino, is she absent with notice by chance?
She's going to call it.
She was supposed to text me if she wanted to call it.
Okay. Well, she is not present at this current time. Mr. Leonard?
Here.
Ms. McClish?
Here.
Mr. Martin here. And Ms. Borges?
I am here. And I'm going to assume since we don't have an audience, we don't have public comments.
Check.
All right. So, moving on to the consent agenda. Can I have a motion that we approve the items on the consent agenda for this meeting as presented? 4A, 1A, approval of employment of staff, Julia Farnese, occupational therapist at Frankfort Square School, Indian Trail School, and Summit Hill Junior High School.
So moved.
Second.
Are there any questions or comments? Otherwise, can I please have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Martin?
Ms. Burke?
Aye.
Ms. Campbell?
Aye.
Mr. Leonard?
Aye.
Ms. McClish?
Aye.
Mr. Martin? Aye. Ms. Borges?
Aye. And the motion carries. We are going to go into a quick closed session. So can I have a motion that we go into closed session as presented publicly and publicly posted on the agenda?
So moved. Second.
Can I have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Martin?
Ms. Burke?
Aye.
Ms. Campbell?
Aye.
Mr. Leonard?
Aye.
Ms. McClish?
Aye.
Mr. Martin? Aye. Ms. Borges?
Aye. And the motion carries, and we are in closed session. And the next item, or the only other item, I believe, is the collective bargaining agreement.
So the last federal mediation meeting was on November 28th. The union indicated it would take the proposal to union membership on November 30th for a ratification vote on December 5th and 6th. The contract was ratified by the union on December 6th, 2022. The board will review the collective bargaining agreement in closed session, which we've done, and will take action in open session. Along with several language changes, a proposed four-year, 5% contract is being recommended.
And I'd like to take a moment to thank our union negotiations team, Lisa, our outgoing union president, our incoming co-presidents, Matt Tadla and Dan Pearson, Stacey Freshley, Jody Cantor, Miriam Zayed, Jody Tadeshi, and of course, their representative, Dan Mercer. I'd like to thank our team, Dr. McDermott, Mrs. Julie Stearns, our legal counsel, Scott Nemenick, and a special thank you to my fellow board member, Amy Burke, who took this on right out of the gate and whose ideas and insight really helped us find common ground, and I appreciate that. To all of our teachers and staff, thank you for your patience with this process and for listening to the proposals and taking the time to vote for the ratification of this contract. Negotiations are never easy. However, I think we tried to take a different approach than we have in the past. As opposed to walking into the room as adversaries, I believe both teams were prepared to put in the work respectfully and find a path towards a contract that protects both our teachers and the members of our community. All while remembering that our top priority is making sure that every single student receives the best education possible. Year after year, Summit Hill sends a fresh group of students to Lincoln Way to further cultivate what started in our classrooms. Last year's graduating class that included Summit Hill, our Summit Hill students, some of them, we have someone off to Harvard, we have students going off to each of the Big Ten schools, and so many other major universities and programs across the country. And every day, those students continue to work hard and towards their futures, and they are making their community, our community, extremely proud. Their roots may be in Summit Hill, but there is no limit to where their skills, passions, and determination will take them. It is those unique talents and ideas that inspire and motivate their never-ending pursuit of learning. It is said that there is no end to the impact a teacher can make on a student's life. So, for our... Sorry about that. So, to thank you, I have to say thank you for your ongoing efforts to reach every single student every single day, and we applaud your perseverance. And just lastly, I know we do have one more meeting before Christmas, but I do want to say, or before the holiday break, I want to say that we appreciate you, and we wish each and every one of you a happy, healthy, and safe holiday season with your families. And with that, can I have a motion that the Board of Education approve the collective bargaining agreement between the Board of Education and Summit Hill Council Local 604 for the 2022-23, 2023-24, 2024-25, and the 2025-26 school years as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Can I have a roll call, please, Mr. Martin?
I'm going to change the order here so our two negotiators get the chance to vote for it first, please. So, Ms. Burke?
Aye.
Ms. Borgens?
Aye.
Ms. Campbell?
Aye.
Mr. Leonard?
Aye.
Ms. McClish?
Aye.
Mr. Martin? Aye.
And it looks like the motion carries, so I think that makes a happy holiday for all those involved. And since we still have nobody here for public comments, our future meeting date is December 21st here at the Mary Drew Administrative Center. It's 7 p.m. And based on that, can I have a motion that we adjourn this meeting?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. This meeting is adjourned. We'll see you on the 21st.